So they proposed to Joseph, called Barsabbas, who was also known as Justus, and Matthias, and they cast lots for them, and the lot fell on Matthias, and he was added to the 11 apostles. I speak to you this day in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. Today is the last Sunday after Easter. The next 2 weeks we will celebrate Pentecost Sunday, followed by Trinity Sunday, and then we will move into ordinary time until we again come to December, to Advent, and prepare to celebrate the coming of our Savior. One of my favorite things about the lectionary in the Easter season is that we get plenty of readings from the Acts of the Apostles and hear about the early church, where we see the apostles and the first believers of Jesus trying to figure everything out after the resurrection. What is interesting to note is that the first Christians, just after Jesus' resurrection, are trying to figure out what it all means, while at the same time not having it all figured out, preaching the good news about Jesus, because they know in their hearts they have something good to share. If only we could be so bold and confident in the church today, speaking and sharing about Jesus, even though we don't have the whole thing figured out. Today we have a story from the early church, from the Acts of the Apostles, where Jesus' followers are trying to figure it all out. Judas, of course, was one of the 12 closest followers of Jesus. We are told in the Gospels over and over again that Jesus has many disciples, but of those disciples, he chooses 12 to be his apostles. Judas, of course, is gone now after Easter, and the apostles are trying to figure out what to do, knowing that there should be 12 of them. We are told in our text that Peter, the leader, stands up in a crowd of about 120 people and proclaims that the scriptures have been fulfilled concerning Judas Iscariot, the one who betrayed Jesus. The remaining 11 then have to choose someone who had been following Jesus and his ministry from the time of his baptism to the ascension. Someone must be picked to replace Judas. In the early church, when they were picking bishops and apostles, it became very important that they picked someone who knew Jesus himself or who had witnessed his ministry. And that comes from this scripture, from Acts. As time went on and the first generations of Christians passed on from this world, it became important that someone was picked who knew someone who knew Jesus. And it went on and on until the present day, till we have our bishops today that can trace themselves back in an unbroken chain to the first apostles. As the story unfolds for us today, we are told that two men are nominated for the job, Barsabbas and Matthias, each equal in their qualifications, we are told, and charism for the position. And although this may seem strange to our modern minds, it is essentially a coin toss to see who will replace Judas in this very important work. They cast lots, and we are told that the lot fell on Matthias, and he becomes the apostle to replace Judas Iscariot, the one who betrays our Lord. It is very important for us as the modern church to note that everything that is done to make this very important decision is done with prayer and the leading of the Holy Spirit. As we make decisions as the church today on a national and international level, and here at the local parish, we must always be mindful that we are called to be a people of prayer and to be led by the Holy Spirit. Sometimes as the church, we make decisions and discern the way forward in a very worldly manner, but we are called to be a spirit-led people. What is so wonderful about Acts is we see how things were done in the early church, and as we read about things in the early church, we can still see glimmers of those practices in our own times today. For instance, the Coptic Church in Egypt, a very ancient church, picks their pope by using a very similar method that we read about today. The candidates' names are placed into a basket, and prayer and worship takes place, and then the youngest child in the congregation is called forward, and they come and draw the name out of the basket, and the person whose name is drawn becomes the Pope. It is a beautiful tradition that they have used in Egypt for 2,000 years. This last Sunday of Easter is also important because it falls between two great feasts of the Church, the feast of the Ascension of Jesus into heaven 40 days after his resurrection, where he appears to his disciples and continues to teach them. And then next Sunday, 10 days later, we will celebrate the Feast of Pentecost, where the Holy Spirit descends from heaven to lead us, Christ's people, the Church. In our reading for today, we see that Jesus has ascended into heaven. We celebrated this feast on Thursday night. And now we, God's people, assume the earthly leadership of the Church, as Christ is no longer with us. And they, in the text, make it a priority to appoint a new apostle to bring their number back to 12. At this point in the text, the apostles seem so eager to make themselves 12 again because they have been given a mission from Christ to preach the gospel to the ends of the earth. So we have these two men, Justus, who loses out to Matthias, both of which are never mentioned again in the biblical text. But both of these men, the tradition and legends of the Church tell us, went on to have vital ministries to fulfill that mission of Christ to bring his gospel to the ends of the earth. Although Justus lost out, the important thing to note about this story is that God made the decision and chose Matthias for this ministry as one of the 12. Now, through our baptisms, God calls us all to some form of ministry. Some ministries we will want to take on, others we may be more reluctant, and there may be others that feel like pure chance, just like the apostle Matthias. But nonetheless, God has given each and every single one of us a mission to fulfill in this world. God gives each and every single one of us different gifts to build up his body on earth, and we all have a part to play. Some of us have been called to be teachers and pastors and have been given gifts to do that. Some of us have been given musical gifts. Some of us have been given gifts to be evangelists, to bring others to faith in Jesus Christ. Some of us have been called and given gifts to serve the most poor and vulnerable in society. And the list could go on and on and on. But the point is that God has given us all gifts in which we are to use for him and his Church in the world. And our job is to simply figure out what he has given us. We do that through prayer, through reading scripture, letting others speak into our lives. Where do other people see that God is working in your life? We all have something to give, just like both Matthias and Justus, and all who were with Peter and the apostles on that day. Now, as we read the story in Acts for today, perhaps you are asking yourself the question, what does any of this have to do with me? How does this story from history intersect with my own story? Before Jesus ascended into heaven, as I said, he commissioned the apostles to take the gospels to the end of the earth and to make disciples of all nations. Many commentators on this section of Acts believe that the apostles were so eager to replace Judas because they knew they had a mission in this world that they must fulfill. As stated, as baptized Christians, we are told two things. We are all given gifts by God for the use of the gospel, and we are called to take that gospel to the end of the earth. And this is where the text meets our own story. We are called to use our gifts to spread the gospel, and this looks different for different people. We all have different gifts, but Jesus has given us all a gift. As a community, our gifts will be innumerable, and our only job is to figure out what they are and how to use them for Christ and his kingdom. Today is the last Sunday of the Easter season, and in many ways, the story of our salvation is complete. Through this past year, we have heard about the coming of Jesus. We have celebrated his birth, his life, his ministry, his baptism, his betrayal, his death on a cross, his rising again 3 days later, his appearing to his disciples after the resurrection, his ascending into heaven to be with the Father. And next week we will hear about the coming of the Holy Spirit. Our salvation has been complete in many ways. Jesus has gone back to the Father from where he came. Now is our time as the church to fulfill his mission that he gave to us to bring his gospel to the ends of the earth. Now it is our time as God's people. So my brothers and sisters, let's find our gifts together and let's use them to build up one another and to build up the body of Christ and to fulfill our Lord's commission to take his message of salvation to the ends of the earth. Amen.